This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Now, for some, being autistic can be a daily struggle, yet others can get by with barely noticeable impact on their lives. Those who need support can find getting the help they need very challenging. Autistic people are also twice as likely to identify as being LGBTQI+, and up to three times more likely to be transgender or gender diverse. To find out what navigating the world can be like for those in our rainbow community, a seminar is being held in Melbourne. Bryce Pace is running the event, and Bryce, welcome to Joy Drive.
Thanks for having me.
Now, Bryce, I'm curious, as your mum will be joining you for this seminar, why do you decide to have your mum tell her part of the story?
Well, I feel with a lot of these seminars is it's always focused on one individual, so you only get part of the picture. Whereas with my seminars, I like to invite my mother on because she doesn't just give you the perspective of a parent, but she also has over 30 years experience as an educator as well. So she also has that professional experience as well.
Now, let's talk about the seminar. Why are you running it?
Well, the main focus of the seminar really is to provide those who do actually attend with some practical tips and resources that they can then use to better support those of us on the spectrum, whether that be in their own lives at home or through their work.
Yeah, so it's sort of an opportunity for you to tell your story and obviously share the knowledge with others about how they can sort of be themselves with autism, and I'm sure there's the appropriate opportunity. Is there, I'm sort of thinking about, is there readily available support for those with autism?
So yes, there is actually quite a few resources for autism as a separate sort of disability in that. There is also now a national autism helpline, Autism Connect, which anyone can sort of call up or go online and get information about, more information about autism.
Okay, and I think one of the things that we all want to find out is when we talk about autism, how do you sort of explain it to other people? What is it that it sort of affects, or it's part of your life? What's the best way of sort of putting it to people out there?
How I usually describe autism in my workshops and my consultancy work is that, firstly, I do describe it as a lifelong neurodevelopmental disability. Mm. That it basically just affects the way that those of us that are on the spectrum, how we perceive and experience the world around us. It is a spectrum, and I don't actually describe it as a linear spectrum. Like most people assume that it's like a linear, like you're either on the spectrum, from not being on the spectrum to being really on the spectrum. I don't know, that's how most people sort of see it, but I actually like to describe it as being closer to being like a colour wheel, as there is endless experiences of autism. If you've met one autistic, you've only met one autistic.
Yeah, and I suppose it's an awareness that we need to have that it just captures a particular way of being, but there is so much under it that we need to be aware of.
Yes, exactly, and that's why, I'm out there doing the work I do to help assist organisations, businesses, and just the general public becoming more accessible to those ones that are neurodivergent.
I love that. Now, we're chatting with Bryce Pace, an award-winning autism advocate, about an upcoming autism seminar. Now, Bryce, one other thing I want to ask you is, what impact did trying to understand your sexuality have on your life, having autism?
Well, it actually... what I've found out recently, something a bit more common, is it actually took me quite a long time to even figure out that I was LGBTQA+, because I just couldn't find any resources I could really identify with and that could really explain things, like answer the questions that I didn't even know I had. So I actually didn't understand the full concept of attraction, because like everyone, they mention attraction when they talk about, yeah, what you might be attracted to and that sort of thing, but they never actually break it down and explain what it actually is. So that's actually one of the things that I've been working on. One of the resources I actually have on my website does actually break down sexuality down to 5 parts that actually can be used as a guide for those that are sort of going through the same journey and having the same struggles.
Well, that sort of leads me to the next thing I wanted to sort of find out more about is what's missing when it comes to available support for LGBTIQ plus people who have got autism.
So basically at the moment, yeah, you've got LGBTQIA plus services and resources, and you've got autism services, but there's very few resources and services out there that can actually cater for both at the same time, which then makes it difficult for us. We're trying to find a particular service that is, you know, affirming to our LGBTQIA plus identity that can also support us as autistic as well.
Yeah, I sort of gather that there is a need for more information in the area. Now, going back to this seminar that's coming up in just over a month's time, how do you sort of see those who are attending? Who would you like to sort of see attend this seminar?
Well, seminar is pretty much open to anyone that wants to attend, but of course. But it could be very beneficial to those that are, you know, either, yeah, they teach in a school, work with people with disability, LGBTQIA plus, autistic, basically endless, really, the list.
So it's not only for those who are in the autism spectrum, but also those who are sort of supporting others who've got autism or want to find out more for themselves, what resources are out there and what information they can sort of know about and share with others.
Yes, exactly.
Now, the most important bit, Bryce, tell us a little bit, when is it on and where is it?
So it is on the 22nd of March, so it's about a month month away now.
Yep.
It's going to be at the Glen Arrow Town Hall.
Yep.
It's not too far from here in the studio. And it's from 12 p.m. until about 3:30 p.m. in the afternoon.
Great. Now, one last thing I want to ask you. I can see you're wearing your blazer. No one at home or listening to us can spot this, but you've got 2 badges, which you're wearing proudly, which is to do with identifying part of the LGBTQIA plus rainbow colours. And they're obviously personal to you.
Yeah, so exactly. The top one, it's a rainbow affinity symbol, which is actually the neurodiversity symbol.
Yep.
I've had many people question me if it's a symbol of LGBTQIA plus, because that's, I guess,
I know,
everyone sees that of a rainbow,
yes,
but it's not.
Yep.
And the bottom one is the bisexual flag because I am proudly bisexual.
Great. Thank you for sharing that. Well, all I can say, Bryce, is thanks for joining me on Joy Drive.
Thanks for having me.
Now, growing up autistic is a neurotypical world will take place, as Bryce mentioned, on March 22nd at the Glen Ira Town Hall in Caulfield. And for more details, simply head and search on your Google or other sort of web page for checking things out. Simply type in Bryce Pace Autism Advocate and you'll be able to get all the information you need.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.